uncertainty and instability, we all of us seek understanding and we seek meaning. Over the course of this past year, we collectively asked the question why more than ever before. And while we may not have found all the answers that we were looking for, we still kept asking the questions anyway. Now, some of our searching informed us, it enlightened us, it awakened us. Some of our searches brought us deep satisfaction and joy. But some of our searching left us puzzled and even angry, wondering why, after all these years, that we're still asking some of the same stupid questions with no good result. In some of our searching, we discovered that we're stronger and we're more resilient than we knew we could be. We adapted, we improvised, we found new ways to overcome what seemed like insurmountable obstacles at the moment. We didn't always enjoy it. In fact, most of the time we didn't, and sometimes we even resisted it. But eventually, when we summoned the courage and rose to the challenges, we were able to marvel at the wonder of what's possible when we bring our best. Now, as we turn the page and put 2020 in our rear view, I want to implore each of you to continue searching, actively searching for truth, for justice, for peace, for hope, for joy, for the kingdom of God, for life to the full. But as you search for these things, I want you to commit yourself so too to embodying those things that you want to see happen in this new year. Don't just search for truth, speak it. Don't just look for peace, make it. Bring joy to the party. Don't wait for somebody else to do it. Right now in front of us, 2021 is largely a mystery. But whatever may come our way, use what you've learned about yourself and keep growing, keep pushing. Stay the course and keep searching. And for God's sake and for all of our sake, keep bringing your best. Now, whether the catalyst for your searching comes from your boundless curiosity about why things work the way they do, or whether it comes from deep pain, or simply for an unquenchable desire for a better way of living, let any or all of those things drive you until you find what you're looking for, or maybe, just maybe, even something better. As a community of faith, we began this new year by celebrating Epiphany. It's a day that is traditionally marking the arrival of the Magi in Bethlehem. As most of you know, they were seekers as well, searching for hope, searching for a king, for one who would usher in a new way of living, a new way of being in the world. Now, the word Epiphany, what it means is revelation or manifestation, specifically involving God, a moment in time when the invisible becomes visible. That is indeed what happens in the story that we heard Bonnie read just a little bit ago from the Gospel of Matthew. Now, much of the story is shrouded in mystery. It's a familiar story, but there's a lot that we just don't know. We don't really know who the Magi were. We don't know how many there were, specifically where they came from or how long it took for them to get to Bethlehem. But what is clear is that these Magi or these wise men were from the East. Now, many scholars will speculate that they came from Persia, which is modern day Iran. And if that's true, then their trip was about 1,200 miles, which would have taken them months to make. Very likely they were astrologers who were searching the stars for guidance and for direction. They were looking for a new king who they hoped would offer the world a fresh start. Now, what is so novel about this story is that these men were outsiders. They were foreigners, They were pagans. They were people of a different faith. And yet here they are, front and center in Matthew's account of the coming Messiah. By all accounts, they shouldn't even be in the story. They're the wrong race. They're the wrong ethnicity. They believe the wrong things. They're considered heretics, and yet here they are. Guided by the glorious light of a star, they travel an incredibly long distance over a period of several months in the hopes of finding a new king that they knew little to nothing about. Their journey was demanding, it was exhausting, and it was even a bit dangerous, because once they got to Jerusalem and began asking questions about this newborn king of the Jews, King Herod summoned them to his court to deceive them by telling them that they had a shared interest in finding the king. Now, you and I, we know this was all a ruse. The Magi wanted to see and worship this new king, but Herod didn't. He simply wanted to extinguish a potential threat to his throne. He was paranoid, and he was a dangerous man, not somebody that they would want to cross. Well, after their meeting, he commissioned them to go to Bethlehem, instructing them that when they actually found him, to send word so that he could come and worship as well. And so they went. And when the star eventually guided them to the exact location, they went into the building, and at the sight of this newborn king, they fell to the floor and worshiped him. They opened up their treasure chest, and they lavished him with the best of what they had, placing their gifts and their lives at his disposal. Through all of their searching, they finally found what they were looking for, and it was the beginning of the rest of their lives. It changed them. It was a defining moment for them and also for our world, one that demands a thoughtful, meaningful, measured response from those of us who are made aware of just such an event. You see, the journey to Jesus and the subsequent journey with Jesus, once we found him, it will always have obstacles. Some that will require great patience and endurance from us, and others that will require great courage. But like the Magi, what you and I have to decide today and tomorrow and the next day is whether or not the journey is worth taking. Because if it is, it will without question require our very best. We cannot allow the challenges along the way or the dangers we encounter to short circuit our searching. Those who are wise must commit themselves to becoming more intentional, more thoughtful, and more sacrificial when it comes to placing their time and their talents, their treasures, indeed their very lives at the disposal of Christ. Now, is that what happened with you and me last year? When things were at their worst, did you find a way to be your best? Or if you didn't, did you learn anything about yourself or about God that will help you navigate your journey differently in the coming year? Now, maybe in 2021, instead of asking so many why questions, like we did in 2020, maybe we should begin asking some new questions to fuel our search for a better way, like, how can I help? Or what can I contribute? What is my role? Who can I encourage? Who can I inspire? Who can I invite to join me? Because what I've personally found over the years is that you don't find meaning and purpose. You don't experience real breakthrough in your searching until you begin asking the right questions. Maybe, just maybe, as we enter a new year, it's time for us to start thinking differently. It's time to start asking different questions. It's time for us to bring to the party what it is that we want there. We have within us an amazing capacity, a resiliency that has surprised me over the course of this past year, to adapt and improvise and overcome the things that we don't think that we have the capacity to. And I want, as we move into this new year together, to approach it in a way that not only will be life-changing for us, but for everyone we travel with. A lot of 2021, as we enter it, is very similar to the way we left 2020. There are a lot of things that are beyond our control at this point. But what isn't beyond our control is our response to any and every given situation that comes our way. If we are like the wise men who endure a journey that is sometimes difficult, that is sometimes exhausting, that is sometimes shrouded in mystery, we're going to have to commit ourselves to bringing our best, not only to Jesus, but with Jesus, as we encounter a new world that we get an opportunity to shape and reshape. Really, in partnership with God, it's up to us as to how we're going to navigate this next stretch of our journey. Maybe it's time for some new questions. I hope as you enter with me this new year that you will consider what it might mean to travel differently. If you didn't find yourself at your best when things were at their worst, maybe there's a reason for that. We should have learned some things over the course of this past year. Instead of wishing our time away, hoping that 2020 would turn to 2021. It's not about turning the page on the calendar. It's about turning the page on our lives and understanding that something very real and something very powerful and something very good is being called forth from us. And we can meet that challenge. The question is, will we meet that challenge? Together, we stand a much greater chance than we do alone or apart. So as a community of faith, I want us to recommit ourselves to being wise, to searching for the things that deeply matter until we find them, or even better. And not only searching, but committing ourselves to bringing the things that we want, so that as we do, we make the world a better place to inhabit. That actually the kingdom of God will come and his will be done as we are about these things. It's what we pray. Let us live these things as we move into a new year together. Let's pray. Father, I have hope in my heart, not because it's 2021, but because we have learned things. We have grown. We have been shaped by our pain, but shaped in such a way that we are more ready now to live out your good purposes in our lives. Help us to be aware of what it is that you want from us today, and help us to be faithful, to step to the plate and give our very best, no matter what may come our way. Inspire us, encourage us, that we may do the same for others. Lead us in your way, that everyone would have an epiphany of your good presence in this world and all of the ways in which you're at work in our lives, making this world a place, a better place for each and every one of us to inhabit. In Christ we pray. Amen.